All right. We're going to just talk 3 hours of Tiger today. All right, maybe not. Let's have some fun. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently, but we have Beth in studio. That's always different. But we put odds on things.
You know what else we're going to do differently today?
What's that?
We're going to do the show completely blinded.
Well, I was going to say, what are the odds you have something to complain about right off the bat?
Right off the bat. This is, you can't do this. Like, there's no way that this show could, is that helping? Putting on sunglasses?
No, it's actually not. It might be making it worse because
this is an intense
light. Because these sunglasses actually help my vision. So, yeah,
The lights are so bright that when I look over towards you, it takes my eyes a moment to adjust before I can see you.
Again, though, not wearing a hat.
And by the way, I mean, a hat's not going to save me from this.
Yeah, because it'll be like this. Because I'll just keep my head down the whole time with the bill.
Jung, are we live streaming?
We're beta version. So we're trying to see if it works.
Yeah, I'm looking at us. Right now, it's a little behind because right now I'm pulling out my sunglasses on it. It does look pretty good.
I'm sure it does, but would it...
Got to fix my collar, though.
What if we just turned on, like, you see what's going on in here? There's only two working lights in our studio, like the overhead lights. Two of the four, maybe five, no, I don't think that's a light. So two of the four are just out. You want the room to be brighter? Here's an idea. Fix those overhead lights. Don't put a spotlight in our faces.
Well, these were brought in specifically for television, so.
Yeah, I specifically don't do television. Remember that? Remember when we did a radio show?
It's still a radio show. It's just going to be people are going to be able to see us now. That's all.
God, is there a number?
And we could put like a little, what is it, a cricket that Barry Warner puts up there?
Yeah.
A little cricket.
John,
there.
You guys sit in these meetings. You guys are management. Is there a number, like, if the stream results are completely futile and no one watches, will they just say, okay, let's just pull the plug on the stream thing?
Well, there's a lot of other benefits to this beyond just people watching on the stream.
Like what? Like us being blinded?
Well, you know, it was going to happen at some point anyway. I'm getting old. No, we're going to use some of this. We'll pull really good takes off and put them on Sports Map and use them in other ways.
Can the lights be moved further away from us? Maybe that would help.
Yeah, it's just that they're right at eye level.
I mean, they are so intense.
You know what? The good news is, AJ, I'm so focused on these now, I'm not even noticing the one up there.
That one up there now is like barely does anything because, I mean, that's like, you know, when there's a flashlight and then someone pulls out like a spotlight. I mean,
yeah.
The flashlight's not going to matter anymore. You're blind, so it's just very.
I can't come in here and not wear a hat anymore because this camera angle, it really makes me look bald.
Well, you are bald.
I'm losing my hair, yeah, but I'm not bald.
Well, you have gone much further into the process than I ever did. Like as soon as mine started to thin, I was like, "That's it. It's gone."
Yeah.
You're holding on.
Well, and I'm kind of going with the slick back thing now, which makes it look like there's even less.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, it's a better look than...
Well, what's the alternative to the slick back thing? Like a comb over?
Oh,
that's the only alternative, right?
Well, it's not quite a comb over, but it just looks like a rat.
Yeah.
And I'd rather not... I mean, I've got enough trouble without looking like a rat. But yeah, I'm definitely going to need to have some kind of hat on when I'm doing the show.
Anyway. Okay.
That's...
I vote Fedora.
But I can't with the headphones. It doesn't work.
Oh,
I have to go with Buds.
You need to get a specially customized fedora.
Well, I'd have to go with Buds, and I don't want to do that. So, hey, first off, before we get too far into this, and it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so whenever you call, text, tweet, complain about the lights, put odds on it. I want to thank Yuval and Texas Mattress Makers and Eunice, because last night we had dinner with them, and it was incredible. We went to Dory's Metropolitan, and I know you were taking pictures of all the steak. I don't know if you tweeted it out or not, because I wasn't really paying attention.
I posted it on Instagram.
Okay. But that is a really nice place to go check out if you want a nice date night. It was really cool. We got to try a lot of stuff, just the way they set it up. I really like the tenderloin. That's probably my go-to when I go back.
It was very good. I liked it. I was a tomahawk man. I'm a ribeye guy.
Yeah.
And the ribeye was good. If I were, like, the way they did it was they gave us a 3-pound tomahawk ribeye, some sausage, which I think they called, did they say Peruvian sausage?
I thought it was Persian sausage.
Okay.
Well, I think it was Persian sausage.
Okay, yeah. Persian sausage. And then there's a 1-pound tenderloin, and then there's bone marrow. And it's all on one plate, and they cut it all up, and they basically just walk away and leave you to eat it like family style.
Yeah.
Now, we got lucky because that plate was for a party of four.
Yep.
Our table, because we were late arrivals, was only a party of three. Thank goodness. So it ended up being great. I got a full belly. I didn't have to talk to strangers, which is always a plus for me. And it was a good time. Valet didn't steal my sunglasses.
Yeah, that's always a plus.
That almost never
really
happens.
Really friendly staff there too. I thought it was a really cool place. And Eric Sandler had mentioned it to us that, you know, this
he
is
said
a,
we should go,
that it would be a place that we would like. And so we did, and it was fun seeing Yuval and Rachel and Eunice and everybody. David Gow was there, our boss. So it was
John Granato was there.
He was.
John Granato is so tan.
Yeah. He plays so much golf.
Is that he's out, it's all natural?
Yes. He's out every day playing golf.
Does he not wear a hat when he golfs?
No.
Because John is also going bald, like on the backside, on the back nine. See, you're balding on the front nine.
Well, I actually the back nine too. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just
because it's slick back.
You're going to have the bozo ring.
Before I get to that, I'll shave it all off. But
Granato, it's like when you look at him from the front, you're like, oh, that guy's held onto his hair. But in the back, it's going. But John Granato, that bald spot is so tan.
Yeah, you almost don't even notice.
You almost can't even tell that he's going bald.
Yeah. No, he plays a lot of golf.
Man.
Plus, he's former TV guy. He's going to keep it for a while. But, it was fun. Although, apparently, Greg Cook does not like women because he kicked my wife off their table.
Well, from what I understand, Greg Cook was there with, when I walked by him, he was there with three women at his table.
Apparently, he doesn't like him very much. That's just that's a fact. You can go ahead and report that.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't like Val. Maybe he doesn't like Canadians.
It's probably what it is. There's some kind of sexism or, bigotry going on there.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. No, they were just trying to find a seat for Yuval, who I don't think Yuval sat down the entire time as he was going around shaking hands. And plus, they couldn't serve food until we got – you couldn't just sit at the table and people show up. The way they did it, they had to wait for us to get there to serve the food.
That's right, which is the way it should have been.
Yeah. Yeah, but fun experience, and I highly recommend the restaurant, and of course.
And tonight we're going to try to top it.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to Tastemakers. And that restaurant's going to be at Tastemakers.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so. Somebody told me that. I don't know the whole list. John, is there a way to find the whole list so I can tell the people?
Yeah, let me look for it.
Okay, and the other thing I would mention is if you haven't bought tickets yet, I think you can still get them online, but they're really close to sold out, if not sold out. But don't wait to get them at the door, because I don't think it's going to happen for you.
SOL.
Yeah. This is going to be the biggest Tastemakers ever.
Oh.
You know what? I think it's because of us.
It could be.
I think because we told the people about it, how much fun it's going to be, and we mentioned the word open bar.
Yeah,
words,
that, open people bars. Like that.
Yeah. So when we come back, after that, I went to a birthday party for a real good friend of ours. Gina Rotolo was in town. And so we got to see Rotolo and Price. But I got dragged into a freaking political discussion.
Oh, boy.
And it was, Well, you can tell me if I was in the wrong. Because if you tell me I was wrong, I'll say okay.
Okay. Are we going to do that on the other side of this break?
We'll do that on the other side of the break.
All right.
All right.
And I have the restaurants that will be there.
Okay, we'll do that too. See, there's so much to look forward to. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, guys, if you love fantasy baseball, you need to try my new favorite app. It's Draft. And, guys, I got to tell you, this is so cool. I love playing on Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. And on Draft, you get to play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. And the drafts last for one night. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Just set it and forget it. And they've got drafts for any number of people, for any dollar numbers, basically. So you can get in there and play and make real cash. And drafts start as low as a dollar. So if you just want to sit there and mess around with a buck, you can do it. And not just baseball, man. I've been getting in on these hockey drafts. There's NBA drafts. If you've got a favorite player and you want to get them and you draft them, the cool thing about this is you're the only one with that player. So if you wanted to go and get Dallas Keuchel today and you drafted him, well, guess what? Nobody else that you're playing against has him. So, you know, in those other leagues, they can all have him, but you could have had him all to yourself today, and that's what makes it great. And I've been doing, especially the hockey, man, just been making a bunch of money on that. So much fun, and I love this. It's my favorite way to play daily fantasy. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. As a matter of fact, I'm going to set up a league tomorrow for the listeners so we can have some fun with it. For a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store and go to draft.com. Enter the promo code FRED, draft.com.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds y'all are up 15 pounds by tomorrow? Probably. All right, John, tell the people what we got.
There is a long list, and this is, I'm guessing the participants are the ones that are going to be there. Alice Blue. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Alice Blue.
She needed the money?
Yes.
Sorry.
Alisa Dole?
That's an old Andrew Dice Clay joke about little boy Blue. Sorry, go ahead.
Beavers Westheimer?
Beavers.
Also needing the money.
Doris Metropolitan?
That's where we were. That's where we were.
Emmeline?
I haven't heard of it.
Fields and Tides.
Oh, I have heard of that, and I've been wanting to eat that
Fields
place.
And Tides?
Yeah.
It's a Best New Restaurant nominee of the year nominee.
Yeah, I want to eat there.
Isn't it a finalist? I think it's one of the two finalists.
Himalaya?
No.
I think it's Kick Pop?
I haven't been there either.
It's an ice cream place. It's a popsicle place. Kieran's?
Nope.
A La Table?
I've heard of it.
Myosin Pucha Bistro.
That's a made-up place.
See.
Muku Bar?
No.
Muku Bar, I think. It's a Poke place. It's also Poke of the Year nominee.
Okay.
Papa's Delta Blues Smokehouse.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Is it Papa's like Papa's Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh.
It's also a Best New Restaurant of the Year nominee.
Interesting.
Hmm. Pokeology, Poke of the Year nominee.
Yeah, Poke is it's
I honestly, what is that? I've seen all this start
it's
popping
a place
up.
Where you like they find real life Pokemon and you actually eat them.
Oh, okay,
there.
So I can go and eat a Pikachu.
You have to catch them all. Pikachu's very expensive though, Fred. Yeah, I mean, I know your management, but I don't think you're there yet.
And if you like spicy, I'll recommend you get Charmander.
Yes.
Okay.
But
not Squirtle.
No. Roca Accor.
No.
It's another Best New Restaurant of the Year nominee. It's a sushi place. Actually, we went there. It's pretty good. Me and Teresa went there. It's pretty good. Let's see. Roostar. I don't know why this is on. Well, it's. I like Roostar, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like it fits.
What do you mean it doesn't fit?
Like it's. It's kind of. It's almost a chain, but not a chain though. There's a couple of Roostars around Houston. It's a restaurant. It's a neighborhood restaurant of the year nominee. I love Roostar, by the way.
Okay.
Samantha Mendoza.
See.
I guess it's pastry because it's pastry chef of the year nominee. Seaside Pokey.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pokey there.
Yep, you'll get a lot of raw fish.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm not making it up. I just started seeing pokey restaurants, and I had no idea what it was. Yeah.
Starfish.
Another pokey place?
It is a upscale seafood restaurant.
Okay. Ooh, okay. That sounds good.
A State of Grace.
That's another one. I think that's one of the finalists, too, if I'm not mistaken.
The Pit Room.
I know them very well.
I'll be hitting that up.
Whole Foods Market.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm going to butcher this, but it's...
Just butcher away.
Yauacha. Yauatcha.
Okay.
And Abuzi.
All right, then.
Okay.
The Papa's Delta Smokehouse is down in Webster, where Bone Daddy's used to be, right off 45.
Ah.
I was just reported that by Voldemort.
There we go.
So now you know.
He's one of our South correspondents.
Yes.
And then I forgot. There's one more. There's Potente.
Potente?
Yeah. It's an Italian restaurant.
Oh. Okay.
I could use some Italian
tonight.
We'll
try some new tonight.
Yeah.
We'll try some new.
It'll be fun. We'll have a full report. And yes, if you're going tonight, feel free to come up and say hello. Maybe not to AJ.
What kind of booze they have? Is there a booze list?
It doesn't have a booze list.
That's dumb.
But it's presented by Woodford Reserve.
I love me some Woodford Reserve.
I do too.
All right, so that'll be your goal for next segment is to find the alcohol list.
I'll look for it.
Because I know there's some kind of, I think an old-fashioned, but I kind of want just the alcohol.
I want like the original old-fashioned, which is just like where they pour whiskey in my glass.
Yeah, that's the old-fashioned way of doing it.
Right.
So
that was before they had like simple sugars and things like that.
So, okay, tell me if I overreact.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because I don't get into these discussions generally. But I was talking to a friend of mine while we were at the party about, he was talking about guns, and he bought a couple new guns, and I was just like, yeah, I'd like to come up and you know, he's got a like this huge place where you can shoot them and everything.
So okay.
I was like, yeah, I think it'd be good. And somebody sitting next to us is overhearing the conversation and not part of our party or anything, and just starts going off about gun ownership and everything else, and everybody's buzzing.
Seriously.
Somebody must have tweeted both of us.
Yeah.
I've got to find an answer for this. But starts going on about it. And it's like, man, listen, you know, that's great. I'm glad you got an opinion. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk to my friend.
Yeah, I don't like when strangers interject into a conversation. Yeah.
Well, especially since I have no interest in having a gun debate with you. You
right.
know, it's just, and it kind of set me off a little bit because one thing that sort of drives me nuts is the soundbite guy who says a soundbite and makes it sound like that's your argument.
Well,
the only purpose of
like the people who would say, why won't you vote for Hillary Clinton? And they say, Benghazi.
Yeah.
And you say, right, but what about it? Dude, Benghazi. Like, was it.
Yeah.
Well, but, emails.
But see, that's the thing.
Fred, emails.
The emails, yeah.
Well, what about the emails? You know what she did. Like,
no,
it's
I
like
don't.
You got some half-assed education on it, and you're like, oh, okay, now I'm an expert. I don't like that either.
Well, I'll point out that people, and it's extremist. It's either side. But this guy basically says, the only purpose of a gun is to kill something.
And no, that and is the general. Like that's that, the if
you can do that, sure, but
yeah,
but okay, we're saying the only purpose, right? So that means there's nothing else you can use it for, right?
I would have pistol whipped that dude right there and said, "I told you so."
I you know, should have thought of that. Should have thought of that, but I didn't because here's and what I told him was well. I'll
but
tell
if you do
what,
that in a bar, you usually get arrested.
Yeah,
because
you're not supposed to have it in the bar. But I just said, listen, man, I grew up with guns. I grew up in shooting competitions. We shot 22 single shots and shot at targets. I go, I wasn't killing a target. It was a competition, and whoever did the best. Yeah, so the reason
our shooting competitions were who can knock the ear off that squirrel.
Okay, but see, you're proving his point. But no, but there are people who like when I'd go hunting with my friends, I'd shoot cans and stuff like that, and they'd shoot animals. That's fine. My purpose was always to try to get a better score and be in competition.
Okay.
Okay, so that the purpose of the gun is not to kill something there. The purpose of the gun is to be taking part of a competition and see how many points you can get.
Okay.
And he's like, he's quiet for a second. He goes, well, that doesn't count. Well, why doesn't that count?
Well, he's right. That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
I mean, no one else does that.
That's not true. It's in the Olympics. There's Olympic shooting competitions.
Yeah, but Fred, were you in the Olympics?
No, I wasn't.
No, then it doesn't count.
That doesn't. Yeah, it does count. That's a purpose. I'm sorry. That's a purpose. Because now you're saying like him, because, well, that's not a purpose, that's a use. Is, and I'm like, oh, shut up.
The problem is you engaged this conversation much further than you should have.
It was my fault for taking the bait. I should have just walked away. But the reality is, you know, yeah, is that what most people are using them for? No, but it's a purpose. People use them. Well, you're right. See, that's the problem. When I let myself get drawn into these,
yeah,
it's a quagmire. There's no getting out.
The best thing to do...
Because they said, well...
There's two things you can do there. You can ignore him and just pretend like you never heard him to begin with. Or you can tell him to go F himself.
But I don't like being mean to people. You
didn't start this.
No, I didn't. I was dragged into... And then, of course, as soon as he starts talking, my friends are gone. Like, thanks, guys. It's my own fault. I left myself out on that island. But then I finally said, you know, I've had enough of this. We're going home. But it's... Yeah, I shouldn't have engaged in it. But if you're going to say something like, the only purpose is this, and then try to change it, well, most people don't do that. Okay, well, most is not the only purpose.
That's true.
My point was not to tell him what an idiot he was. My point was to say, quit just believing these friggin' sound bites and spouting them just because it sounded good on Bill Maher. Now you can go say it in a bar to a stranger.
Yeah, I don't think that it was I don't think you did anything wrong.
Other than
engage the guy to begin with.
Yeah. I should have just gone home right then.
That would have been the move.
Yeah.
Just keep talking and pretend like you didn't hear his words.
See, and I kind of wanted to go into the no hablo inglés, señor, but you'd already heard me talking in English, so I couldn't pull that off.
I mean, you could probably still pull it off. Or just say, I don't talk to dumb people.
See, I don't like being rude to people just in case they're a listener.
And again, please. I mean... Listen, we can afford to lose one or two. I mean, if they're a dumb, I don't want them. But I don't know like what this person's whole goal on the gun debate was, and I don't know if I agree with them or not. But in general, it's rude to just talk to someone who you don't know.
For
no good reason
to interject yourself into their conversation,
right? It's very rude.
When you know, and I was there to see my friends because they're not in town very much,
right?
And you know, and there's a group. Well, you know all those guys, yeah. Because there's kind of a group of us that when we only see each other when Jason and Gina are around, but and we do stuff with them too. But I hadn't seen them in months, so I was kind of having fun talking to all my friends, and then. And maybe that's what ticked me off. Was like, dude, I'm just trying to have a conversation with friend here, and you're going to come over here and start talking about, you know, try to start a gun debate with me. and it was just that phrase that set me off, because because it's that kind of thinking that drives me nuts. It's like that's not accurate. It's completely inaccurate. But because somebody said it on TV, you're running with it.
Yeah,
because that is not the only purpose. And even if it's 5% of us out there shooting paper targets, that's not the only purpose. I mean, there's another purpose out there. And somebody on the text line said sometimes it's a good way to let off steam to go out and shoot targets.
Man, that's also like, I mean, of all the things to talk to a stranger about randomly, like politics is, you know.
Politics and religion, stay the hell away from
it. Just don't do it.
I heard you make a joke about Satan. Listen, Satan is one of the greatest fellers that ever didn't live. And I'm going to tell you why. There's such a misnomer. Satan is the hardest working man. He is. Yeah, thanks. Have another drink.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring pollen, other allergens, they're in the air. And guess what? They're coming into your house through your dirty air ducts, through foot traffic on your carpet. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will come out. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other carpet cleaning companies, they're doing what they always do. They're leaving behind all that water, all that soapy residue, all those unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens and can make your family sick. It's not how it works at Dirt Free, man. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Weather, Steve says, and then the storm took your TV out. What a bad night. Yeah, that was, I was up pretty late last night because, and we got in about 10, and I wanted to get some sports map stuff up, so I was kind of just staying up.
Okay.
And I don't know what time the storm came through. It was probably about 11. And it was really bad for about 10 minutes. And so I named it Thunderstorm Steve. I lost my DirecTV. I was watching Poker Night in America. And unfortunately, yeah, which I'm still a dork about that stuff. That's why I'll never make fun of people for watching esports competitions. Because I'll sit there and watch bad poker. Like, this was a celebrity thing. So it's just all famous people playing 5-5.
Right.
And I mean, it's really not that interesting, and yet I'm still watching it, mainly because there wasn't anything else on.
Right.
But I'll watch pretty much any poker on TV for a while to see if I'm going to be interested in it. But yeah, then the TV went out, and my 70-pound dog jumped in my lap because she was so scared.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, dude, you can't do this. You got to get down. And she starts shaking, and I'm like, great. So I'm going to be the perfect a-hole and tell her to, you know. And it's like, why don't you go upstairs? Jump on the bed. Wake the wife up. You know, I'm working here.
I got the list of alcohol providers.
All right, we're talking.
This is what we're interested in.
Woodford Reserve will be there, obviously.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, and wine from One Hope, and craft beers from Deep Ellum, Alaskan, and 11 Below.
Ooh.
And then we have a couple of bartenders. Stuart Humphreys of Pass and Provisions will serve up the Anderson Fair, the Woodford Reserve. Lemon, dry curacao, tea syrup, and some bitters. Sarah Troxel of Nobies offers up Ain't It Hollaback Girl. It's more Woodford Reserve mixed drink. And Christine Wynn will be from Nancy's Hustle.
Ooh.
Well, she's just a bartender.
Yeah, so these are your bartenders.
I probably know her. Oh, I thought they were bringing food, too.
No.
I probably have seen her then because we like to sit at the bar there. That sounds good. I wonder, yeah, I'm just saying, if 11 Below brings any of the big mistake and you're going out there, don't drink any of that because there needs to be some left for me. So just please wait till after 7:30. But I
need to make some time to go out there and pick some up.
Yeah.
I guess they've still got some. Like to get my hands on it, but yeah, I haven't had a chance to go.
See,
by
I was kind of hoping we'd be at the track Friday and I'd just make a run then.
Yeah,
but not so much.
And there's some hors d'oeuvres from Pinkerton's Barbecue, Killens, a Kick Pop, Meisen Puka Bistro, and La Table.
Okay.
You know what we?
The show's over, John. We got to go.
Yeah. In fact, I kind of think we should. You know what? Can you put together another last hour best?
No, I got to go too.
No. Well, yeah, put it together and push
have Tyler
play.
Do it. Get Tyler
Tyler's
in
the
here.
One too.
Well, Tyler can just that's because there's a hierarchy.
Let's leave Juggalo Trey in charge.
No, let's not.
Him in an open mic.
Yeah.
We've worked really hard to get these ratings, AJ. let's not do that. And I'm not talking about absolutes. I there are things that are absolutes. Like, this is absolutely a table.
Right.
He's absolutely dead.
That's usually an absolute.
The Texans absolutely don't. Well, I can't say absolutely because they might. Well, they can't trade into. Well, never mind. The Rockets will absolutely make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, there's that X by
the name.
The
Astros absolutely won today,
3-2.
There you go.
Yeah,
the Astros absolutely have not gotten a save yet this season. which is kind of weird because they're 6-1.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Brad Peacock pick up a save?
No, he got the win.
He got the win. He pitched three.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody told me that, and I didn't believe him, so I actually looked up the stats, and no, they don't have a save yet. That's just because Ken Giles is saving it up.
He's saving it for when it counts, playoffs. Yeah.
713, I took your hockey picks last night and made a nice little chunk of change off a parlay. Any NHL picks tonight? I might have one here in a minute.
Okay.
So.
You're working on it.
Yeah. 281, talk some sports maybe?
Nah. No.
Nah. We'll talk about what we want to talk
about.
Yeah,
let's talk about...
You know what? You know, here's what we could talk about. What I heard the interns and Jose out there talking about. Like, who's the best keeper in soccer? Yeah, there's some... thrilling
Reynolds.
Stuff. I don't even know. We're talking about some Russian dude.
I'm overhearing
that, and I'm going like, man, there's a reason you guys haven't got on air yet. I'm just telling you.
Makarov is his name.
Now, Rachel says she and Jugs will fill in. It'll be epic radio, no doubt.
Everyone's willing to do it until it's time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, if you want to hear sports all the time, guy, you're in the wrong place. It's just never going to happen,
yeah.
Especially this time of year. And what really? What are we going to? You want to break down a game 7 of the Astros season?
Yeah, you talk about in depth on a baseball game.
Yeah, you know who's on a good run right now? Woo Boy. How about that?
Okay,
Woo Boy is knocking the tar out of the ball.
Yeah, after not doing anything for the first while.
Yeah. So there you go. John, was the best of hour posted to Podcast Arena?
No, because the pepper spray incident, I wanted to keep it off a podcast. And that was most of the...
See, because we're supposed to be putting together a best of stuff you can't get that we're going to sell to the people. We need to get back on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, yeah, I get we have a lot of new listeners, so I'll be patient with Talk Sports Guy. God, I'm mesmerized.
You can be patient with him. I don't.
They'll figure it out, and then they'll either stay or they'll leave. But it doesn't matter to me. All right, let's do some sports in. You see your buddy Johnny Manziel?
I did see him.
You see what he said?
Do you think... Okay, it is Wednesday. What are the odds we see Johnny in the NFL ever again?
Well, because quarterbacks are... Robert Griffin signed today, so as a backup with the Ravens. So
Robert Griffin also has some NFL skins on the wall.
He does. The thing those two guys have in common, they were both fantastic college quarterbacks. Griffin had some success before he got hurt. But I don't think either guy is mentally strong enough to be an NFL quarterback. And that's the thing is like it's how you deal with adversity. And neither one of these guys have dealt with adversity very well at all. And Manziel worse. And I think this whole tour he's trying to do now, where he's trying to fix his image, it's the exact same thing he did before the draft. Well, and it fooled the Browns into taking him. But to me, the only way this guy gets back to the NFL is if some team that has a bleep you attitude, like the Bengals or the Patriots, they don't really care. They'll sign anybody. If one of those teams signs him as a backup, or he goes up, actually shows us something in Canada, shows that he can play and keep his head on straight and not melt down and cry like a little bitch every time something goes wrong, then I think he'll get another chance because there's just not enough quarterbacks that you can win with. And I still don't think he's an NFL caliber quarterback. He was one of my favorite college players to watch ever. I mean, he was fantastic. But, you know, I just don't think he has the mental skill set, frankly, to be a quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, people can change, people can mature, but those people comparing him to Ryan Leaf, I don't think that's that far off.
Okay. I mean, I think Ryan Leaf was physically more prepared for the NFL than
Johnny. Yeah, well, he was a more prototype quarterback, there's no question.
And, I don't know if it's good for Johnny Football to come out and say, basically what he said, paraphrased, is, If the Browns were smart, they wouldn't have drafted me. Well, I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, his exact quote was, if Cleveland did any of their homework, they would have known I wasn't a guy who came in every day and watched film. I wasn't a guy who really knew the X's and O's of football.
Oh, God.
And basically what he was trying to say is he was coming out of a spread offense into a pro-style offense. But even that, in translation, comes off as, really? So basically, it's the Browns' fault for drafting you because they should have known you were lazy about watching film and didn't know anything about X's and O's?
Yeah.
Even though you were texting them on draft day, come get me? So it's their fault. Okay. Yeah, if I'm an NFL team, no thanks. But I think you should go to Hamilton for a year. I think you should go up there and play. And I have a sneaking suspicion that he'll go up there and suck.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the end of it. It'll be like Vince trying to come back and going up there and getting hurt. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
If I gave you a mulligan during your rookie year, what would you have done differently?
If you would have given me the mulligan would have had to come right after I got drafted. I see successful guys in the NFL and what they do in the offseason and the time that they put in. That makes them good players. Guys are good in the NFL because they know film, they study hard, and they work even harder in the offseason. If Cleveland did any of their homework, they would have known that I was a guy that didn't come in every day and watch film. I was a guy that didn't really know the X's and O's of football. I played in a spread offense. We looked at bubbles. We looked at flats. We had progression reads across the field. It wasn't like it was a super intricate, like, pro system. So when I get to Cleveland, you know, I have a quarterback in the room with me that's not helping me. And it's not really his job, too, but nobody was there, like, helping me go over the X's and O's. And it was hard. I struggled. And then getting on the practice field, I lost a lot of confidence after my first couple days there. The next year when I got with Josh McCown, that guy was like, listen, if you want to, you can come with me every day. You can get here when I get here. You can leave when I leave. If you want to be good, just follow what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a long time, and there's a reason that I'm still in the league this long down the road.
Well, why didn't you?
I mean, you obviously
almost sounds like he's saying, like, basically what I found out was once I got to the NFL is – these guys work a lot harder than I'm willing to work. I mean, doesn't that what it...
Yeah, that's exactly what it
that's
was.
That's what he's... I mean, he's not saying that necessarily, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's like, I realized pretty quickly that I wasn't willing to put in the time and effort that the successful guys in the league are willing to put into this.
And I'll defend him a little bit in that he's one of those guys who he had been able to get by on talent alone. He didn't have to study. It's a different game when you get, and we see this with a lot of NFL players, guys that you think, hey man, this guy should be able to play. And keeping in mind, neither of us thought he was going to be a good NFL quarterback to begin with.
Right.
Partially because of that. He didn't, and certainly Cleveland knew that because everybody knew that.
Well, partially because, I mean, it didn't really look, even when he was in college, like he knew how to play quarterback. It looked like he would run around in circles until something came open, and then it'd work out for him.
No, he would run around and then throw near Mike Evans.
That's a good move, but that's not viable long-term in professional football.
And Mark says, I took it as he didn't know his way of doing things wouldn't work, and the Browns should have been more proactive teaching him how it is in the NFL instead of expecting him to know and then ditching him when it didn't work. Well, if that's the case, I still have no respect for him because, listen, whenever you go into anything, if you want to be good at it, you've got to put some effort into it. You know, go find your coach and say, hey, what else do I need to be doing?
Yeah.
And honestly, and this is everything in life. We got a lot of people who are writing stuff for Sports Map. We got a lot of people doing videos and things like that. I've probably had 100 people come up or ask me, hey, I'd like to do this. I was like, okay. I'm happy to let you try it. You know the percentage of them that actually do it, that follow through?
How many?
About 5%. And of those, they'll like try maybe once or twice, and then they disappear. It's like, okay. And at no point do they like, hey, what can I, you know, it's the guys who are out there trying to do more stuff that impress the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Like guys like Jermaine. Jermaine's always creating stuff. Patrick Creighton's always out there coming up with stuff to do. Although, hey, congratulations to Raheel, who beat Patrick Creighton yesterday on the site.
Well, by the way, I mean, and I don't mean this as a knock to Jermaine or Patrick Creighton. Like, those guys have to grind.
Well, they have to grind because they're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of people could do that if they want to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You and I could fold our tents right now if we wanted to. I don't have
to know about that.
No, honestly.
I got little kids.
You don't have to write for Sports Map. I could turn it over to somebody else.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it because for one thing, it gives me a chance to give people like that opportunities and develop people. And plus, I enjoy doing it. But
did you hear him say that I don't have to write for Sports Map anymore?
Everything that he's just said, that's the only part you heard.
I did hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, you're writing crap anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Ouch.
But seriously, I mean, but if you're not there, and Johnny's not there, he's not there yet. Just because you went in the first round,
yeah,
it's like in your job, somebody pays you a big salary to come in and do a job, and you're having problems with it at first. You're not going to ask for help. You're not going to look for people to go to try to get better at your job. You're going to get fired. And I've seen that in every business I've ever been in.
Yeah.
There's always somebody who comes in and thinks they're the greatest and doesn't put in the effort because of it, and they wind up flaming out no matter where they went to school. We had a guy from Harvard who went to work for us at one point. They gave him a big salary. This was back in newspaper days. And he just said, well, I went to Harvard. I'm smarter than everybody. And he was one of the laziest dudes I've ever been around, and he wound up lasting about 6 months and getting fired. And it's the same thing. He was smarter than anybody else. If he put any effort into it whatsoever, guy'd have been a superstar. Might have been Yale. Might not have been Harvard.
Oh,
I get all those places confused.
All those hoity-toity spots.
Yeah. Those are famous people places. But it's the same with football. It's the same. And I know everybody out there knows somebody at their work who could use some help and won't ask because they already think they're good.
Yeah. I think is he talking about me?
He could be.
No.
Okay.
No. I've been pretty clear about what I think about everybody around here for the most part.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about in general.
You're talking about other like losers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like those. But. But no, but then there's also guys that are willing to grind, and if you keep grinding, you'll get, like, our buddy Holly is going to be co-hosting with Don't Listen to It Tomorrow. Make sure you listen to it on the podcast because it's on the same time we are, and we don't want you to listen to anybody.
Or just have the TV on.
Yeah, you can have the TV on and listen to us, but she'll be co-hosting with Salisbury tomorrow. And, you know, she's been working to get opportunities and writing stuff and doing videos and out there hustling. And you know, if Johnny Manziel had any kind of work ethic, then none of that would have been an issue.
Right.
And you can develop that over time. If you get punched in the face enough, you'll realize that, okay, this isn't working. But I just think he's too delusional. And
I'm kind of with you.
And I really believe the best thing for him would be to go up, sign with the Ticats, play a season up there, prove to everybody this stuff. Because I guarantee you, go back and listen to the things he was saying before the draft, where he's like, oh, the Browns should have known that I didn't do X. That's total bull bleep. Because before the draft, he was talking about, I'll put in the study. I know I need to learn these offenses. I mean, he was saying all the right things. Whoever he had paid to tell him to say the right things did a real good job. So, I mean, I can't take a single word he says and think anything of it.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com, and they've got the $150 challenge going on. Every customer who signs up for the Platinum Package is guaranteed $150. If you don't save $150,
if the Browns were,
you all right, John?
Yep, that was my bad.
All right, if the customer doesn't save $150, Bill Advisor is going to give back every penny that they've paid, and give them a $50 Amazon gift card. Bill Advisor, they can save you money. They know that you're not getting the best deal you should be getting on the recurring monthly bills that you've got, the television, the internet, the cell phone, the insurance, the energy bills. And you can save big money. In fact, here's some of the big winners from this week. Eric K. from Houston saved $2,405 on his TV and energy bills. Roberto B. from Joshua, Texas, saved $2,437 on his TV bill. And Mark L. from Dickinson, he's the big winner, saved $3,149 on his TV and cell phone bills. It's absurd. That could be you, guys. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now. It's BillAdvisor.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.